I know right now it looks like, well, bevacizumab is coming in terms of trials in the adjuvant setting.
Yep.
Can you sort of provide an update of that?
So bevacizumab is certainly moving to the adjuvant setting, and we've talked about our post-preoperative trials, which we're very excited about. The intergroup will be running a trial, which essentially is a design of AC followed by paclitaxel with or without bevacizumab. They are still doing a pilot study to pick the best treatment arm for that. And what's exciting about this, obviously, is that bevacizumab is an encouraging drug. And if you believe the whole anti-angiogenesis model, if you believe the whole hypothesis that targeting the blood supply is going to inhibit the growth of tumors, the best place to look at that is going to be in the adjuvant setting because you have micrometastatic disease. It does not have a fully established blood supply already. And so if you believe the whole Judah Folkman hypothesis, this is really where you want to look at these kinds of drugs. And so I think these have the potential to be tremendously beneficial and important clinical trials. Obviously, one needs to do the studies, but there's a reasonable chance that the benefits will be even better in the adjuvant setting than in the metastatic setting.
How do you think the safety and tolerability profile is going to play out in the adjuvant setting?
I think it'll be feasible to give the drug. The median time to progression in ECOG 2100 with paclitaxel plus bevacizumab was almost 12 months. It was 11 months. So we know that you can feasibly give the drug for a long period of time. What we don't know is what about those late side effects? What does it mean that 15 or 20% of patients will have hypertension? How is that going to affect their health, a decade from now? We'll have to get the studies for that.